We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, baby, it is Bowerland News Radio 930 WBEN on a Monday. And here we are heading toward the end of July. How did your basement fare on Saturday? I wonder. Did you have to row into the area where you kept your laundry? Got a lot of soggy old boxes you got to throw out in the recycling. That was really something, man. You can't even say it was a gully washer. It was more of a drenching, more of a nonstop throb of Mother Nature. About the best way we can describe that. But hey. The good news is somebody said, well, gee, how come Williamsville doesn't do old home days on Saturday? Like, yeah, I'm glad they didn't do it on Saturday because nobody would have made any money. It would have been an expense. Anyway, we have a lot of things we're going to get to. First and foremost, if you're driving, what's the deal on the 190? 190 northbound, disabled car, River Road. Things are, a cluster before the Grand Island Bridge. Am I getting that right, Jimmy Love? Things are a cluster before the bridge. That's where the disabled car is, off to the right-hand lane. All right, so again, be very, very careful and vigilant of that. If you have any additional information, you can text our newsroom on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, which is 803-0930, 803-0930. So right before I came on the air, and this always happens. This is why it never pays to prep a show. Never pays. Never in a million years does it pay. Just better to wing it. Pull something out of your nether regions. The Canadian government. Now, check this out. I want to know how important this is to you. The Canadian government will open the border to fully vaccinated Americans in less than a month, on August 9th. But even if you've been vaccinated, this is horse crap. You have to take a COVID test prior to traveling. Okay, you know what, Canada? I don't need to see you that bad. Screw yourself. I don't have to see you. I don't own property there. I've got plenty of things to do in the United States. Why should I have to spend the $150 on a COVID test when I've already been vaccinated? So screw you, Canada. That's all I can say. You have to be fully vaccinated. Oh, and you need a COVID test. Why do I need a COVID test if the vaccine works? I mean, I just don't get it. And then what happens if I somehow have a breakthrough infection in Canada? Folks, I don't get this at all. Tell me something. How important a story is this to you? To me, it has absolutely zero meaning. It has zero relevance. If I never go to Fort Erie again, I'm totally cool with that. If I never go to Niagara Falls again, I'm totally cool with that. If I never go to Stratford, I'm totally okay with that. Canada, I've lived without you for a year and a half, and I'm not going to take a $150 COVID test just so I can go over there and buy 222s. I mean, it's just not worth it. All right. So, but I don't speak for everybody. I realize that. I don't care to see Canada enough to spend the money I would have to spend to get a COVID test in addition to the vaccine, which has already been received, because it just isn't worth it. Now, if you've got a cottage in Canada, you can probably justify that. If you have family in Canada, you can justify it. If you're in a relationship with somebody in Canada who just happens to be from Russia and is working her way through medical school on the pole in the falls. I mean, maybe that's the kind of I don't know. Maybe you've got a relationship with somebody in Canada. I mean, then it would be worth it. It would be worth it. Of course, you know, if you manage to stay away from each other for a year and a half, maybe it's not worth it. I don't know. That's your determination to make. You're on your own. You might have parents in Canada because we do have a lot of cross-border families. My great-great-grandmother actually was born in Fort Erie, and her parents died, and she was adopted by a dude in Black Rock. So somewhere over there in Fort Erie, I have cousins. I have no idea who they are, but I'm sure they'll surface eventually. So we are at 803-0930, star 9. They'll all say that I owe them money. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So you can cross into Canada if you're fully vaccinated, but what pisses me off is you still have to have a COVID test. Really? You got to be kidding me. What's the whole point of getting the vaccine then? Why did we put our bodies through that? Some of you got away with no symptoms at all, but I was not among that crowd. But as I've told you guys, vaccines and my body do not get along. And the worst vaccine ever was not COVID, it was shingles, number one. It was bad enough that I am totally scared for shingles, number two. I know I got to get it, and I know I'm going to get her done. But I don't want to get her done in the summertime because I don't want to have a weekend blown and I don't feel like using sick time and missing work. Or do I? So anyway, 803-0930, the Canadian government will order, I just want to make sure I'm getting this right, will open the border to fully vaccinated Americans on August 9th. But you still must take a COVID test prior to traveling. But wait, there's more. You, as a traveler, must provide vaccination proof and other documents. And be prepared to quarantine if you don't meet all the requirements upon arrival. Canadian officials say all travelers must use Arrive Can? I've never heard of that. Arrive Can, the app or web portal to submit your travel information. If you're eligible to enter Canada and meet specific criteria, fully vaccinated travelers will not have to quarantine upon arrival in Canada. I got to be honest with you. This seems like a giant pain in the ass all to go through to go to Canada. I mean, they've got some shows coming up at Fallsview that I would really like to see, but it's not worth it to me. Why do I want to go through the headache of Arrive Can? Why would I want to get a COVID test when I'm already fully vaccinated? I don't need you, Canada. I'm sorry. I don't need to see you. I don't need to be in you. I've been in you before. It was nice. I had a good time. I hope you had a good time. But it's not worth, to me, it's not worth the aggravation. Now, I probably am in the minority on this, but I'm sorry. There was a time, ladies and gentlemen, and I know that if you're like 40 or under, you might find this hard to believe. There is a time you could be driving around the Niagara River and you might just have a light bulb literally appear, not figuratively, literally appear over your head and go, ding, hey guys, let's go to Canada. Maybe we can go to Crystal Beach when it was an amusement park. And you just, you know, hop on over, you'd get on the Peace Bridge, they'd ask you a couple of perfunctory questions, and into Canada you'd go. Now, you need you have to have a passport or the enhanced driver's license to begin with. So there's strike number one, you know. Let's see, you know, just like it is when you come into the United States illegally from the southern border. But anyway, you have to have proof of vaccination, a COVID test. Now, I'm a little unclear as to when I cough, whether I just gave somebody COVID. Now, I'm a little bit unclear as to whether it has to be a recent COVID test and you have to submit your travel plans, your travel information on Arrive Can. Seriously? Like I said, if you have a family in Canada, if you've got a relationship with a Canadian citizen, if you have property in Canada, as many people in Buffalo do, I guess it's probably worth it to you. I know people here who have cabins or cottages, not cabins, who have cottages in Port Colborne, Crescent Beach, whatever. There's so many beaches, I can't keep track of them, you know, between Fort Erie and the entrance of the Welland Canal. There's a whole world of beaches teeming with dead fish. So stayed there once in 1967 as a little boy. That was actually, it was quite fun. You're a little boy. You don't know any different. So 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, Star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Are you willing to go through the bureaucratic red tape to go to Canada? I'm not. There is nothing in Canada I need to see. There's not a person I need to see. There isn't a place I need to see. I'm sure the big black flies in North Bay will be very sad that I'm not there, because every time I go, they feast upon my blood. I'm sure that hamburger joint on the way to Sundridge might miss my purchase when I stop by. There is a hamburger joint, and I forget the road. It's got a number, but it's been a while. But it is so crowded, okay? It is like the Chick-fil-A of hamburgers in Ontario. They had to put a parking lot on the other side of the road and an overhead pedestrian walkway for people to get to this hamburger joint. I have never seen anything like it in my life. I mean, I don't even know if Buy's popcorn is still around. It's been a while. My flight range has been significantly curtailed in recent years. But, you know, there are some places that are roadside attractions, and that hamburger joint on the way to Sundridge, Ontario, is one. By the way, if you ever get up to Sundridge, they have moose up there. Literally moose. I did not see a moose. My daughter and the other people in hockey camp saw a moose. I did not. And I know enough about moose to know I never want to see one when I'm driving in a car and it's right in front of me, because I don't care if I'm driving a tank, the moose is going to laugh at me and just run off and my car will be totaled. That much I know. But the best place to see moose actually in New York State is, guess where? The Adirondacks. And I will offer a prediction that within a very, very few years, they're going to skirt Lake Ontario. They're going to wander along Lake Ontario, all right? And before, I think within probably 10, 20 years, we're going to have moose here in this area. I really believe that. You know, we're going to see them. I've been waiting for it. Adirondacks, well, sorry, I'm clearly rambling. But if you are just joining us, breaking news. The Canadian government will open the border to fully vaccinated Americans on August 9th, but you still must take a COVID test prior to traveling. Okay, now I took two COVID tests right around the time I got my shingles shot, and I'll tell you why. Because I've told you guys this before, but the morning after my COVID shot, I literally, that night into the following day, I slept for like 14 straight hours. I didn't wake up. I don't think it would have been possible to wake me up. And I wake up and I'm feeling, wow, I kind of feel a little bit warm here. So I took my temperature with the electronic digital thermometer and I hit the button and it's going beep, 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 beep. And I look at it, it's flashing red, 105 something. And I'm thinking to myself, oh no, I've got the Rona. So I go and I get a test. Turns out, within a half hour, 45 minutes, came back, no, you do not have coronavirus. And then it dawned on me, oh, this has to be the shingles shot. Damn. So before I came back to work, I went and had another coronavirus test done. And then a few weeks later, you know, I got a nice bill in the mail for, I think it was $150 per test I had to take. I didn't actually have to take them. I did just so I was responsible and I didn't, you know, I wanted to make doubly sure that I did not have the Rona and bring it into the radio station or you know, be around anybody else for that matter if I had it. But, you know, I didn't. And as far as I know, I never got it. But also, I do know this, and I don't, you know, I don't, look, I have no idea whether this stuff is helpful or whether it isn't. But on your advice, I started taking vitamin C and zinc, as well as a daily multivitamin and vitamin D, as in David. Started taking that every single day. And I do have to put out a cautionary thing. I'm not a doctor, but it really is possible for you to take too much vitamin D. You can have too much vitamin D in your body. It's not good for some of your organ systems. So I just want to pass that along. But to the best of my knowledge, I have never had COVID and certainly had no symptoms of COVID other than the symptoms which developed as a result of the shingle shot. But I have no desire. I mean, I'm not a cheap person. contrary to what somebody said, I'm not a cheap person. I do not, you know, I do not mind spending money, even if I maybe had two bites of something at a table yesterday and paid for the whole thing. But I don't mind spending money. But there is nothing to me in Canada that is worth paying for another COVID test, especially since I've already been vaccinated, number one. Number two, I honestly, for the life of me, I cannot see going to some app or a web portal, so-called, to give them my travel plans. So it's like, I don't even do medical stuff. Like, oh, the patient portal, spare me the patient portal. You want something? I'll send it to you snail mail. Okay. It's that simple. All right. 803-0930. Does the reopening of Canada tell me what it means for you? It might mean absolutely nothing. Like, frankly, it does for me. Because I'm not going to get another coronavirus test just so I can go to Canada for a couple of hours. Not worth it. The math doesn't work. I'm not seeing anybody in Canada. I don't own property in Canada. And frankly, if there's somebody I really want to see who's playing in Canada, I'll wait until they come to a venue close to Buffalo in the United States, and then I'll just go and see them there if I really want to do it. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to pour rain on anybody's parade, but this just seems like, to me, to be very honest with you, seems like a lot of bureaucracy and a big headache. And I can only speak for myself. It is not worth it to me. In a nutshell, not worth it to me. Is it worth it to you? Will you be doing this? And tell me why. I mean, look, if I was seeing some Canadian chick, I'd be all over this in a minute, provided their relationship was even still a viable thing. If my mother lived in Canada, of course I'd do it in a minute. I mean, that goes without saying. But we all have individual circumstances, and my individual circumstances are such that if they barred me from ever entering Canada again, it would affect my life exactly zero iota. It wouldn't matter to me. And I'm not, you know, I'm just saying. Now, before you think I'm anti-Canadian, you're partially right. No, before you think I'm anti-Canadian, I'm not. My family actually were some of the early founders and settlers of Montreal going back to the 1660s. And, you know, they came, you know, one side of the family came from Canada, in the 1850s, moved to Kankakee, Illinois. So it's not like a Bourbonnais, actually. I've got nothing against Canada. I really don't. I do like pulling Canada's chain. I'm not going to lie about that. I kind of enjoy it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerland News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome, friends. It is Monday. Yes, the day of the moon. Anyway, no moons will be shot at you. 190 North, last I heard, was a bit of a cluster because of a disabled vehicle. If you're in that and you want to contribute to the program, you may do so. 803-0930 is the regular number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. So the Canadian government says fully vaccinated Americans can enter the nation beginning early next month, but you've also got to have a COVID test, and you've got to file your travel plans on this portal online or on your smart device. And just look, to me, it just isn't worth it. If it's worth it to you, I'd like to know why. I mean, this is not a right or wrong thing. I'm being intentionally provocative to evoke a response as to why this matters to you or why this doesn't matter to you. I've explained why it doesn't matter to me, but you might very well have compelling reasons why it does. Like I said, my mom was Canadian and still lived in Canada, I'd be all over this lickety-split. But in my case, I've got no need to go to Canada. So I don't feel like spending the money for another COVID test. And I'm not cheap. I tip bigger than that. I'm just saying. Let's go to Dan in Akron on WBEN. Dan, hello.
Hello, Tom. I think this just demonstrates more of the hypocrisy of the testing procedure and the COVID pandemic as a whole. Quick story. My mother was feeling very horrific for about 7 to 10 days straight, shallow breathing, racing heart. She went to see her cardiologist, had her pulse oximeter taken. It was extremely low. She went from the cardiologist's office to South Buffalo Mercy in an ambulance.
Ooh.
Upon arrival in the ER, despite presenting respiratory issues and whatnot, they asked her if she was vaccinated. She indicated she was, and they never gave her a COVID test. We also have a family member who is in a nurse.
Time out. I have to interrupt and ask you, why wouldn't they give your mother a COVID test? Because I keep reading about these so-called breakthrough infections.
Well, the other interesting half, we have a family member who is a nurse in a certain Batavia hospital who has indicated they are being instructed not to administer COVID tests to vaccinated patients. I would love for the many nurses and doctors and people in the healthcare field, I would actually dare them to call your show today and please shed some light on the mission that they apparently have. And this is firsthand from my mother that I witnessed in her room in South Buffalo Mercy 2 weeks ago. They are on a mission to make sure that the numbers of vaccinated people are not reflected with any positive tests. They didn't even test a 75-year-old woman presenting respiratory issues, taken to the ER in an ambulance.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not a doctor, but common sense tells me I'm a little bit shocked at that. But as far as there being some grand conspiracy to not test people who have been vaccinated, why the, if you Googled or internet searched breakthrough infections, you would see clearly that some people who were vaccinated have obviously been tested for COVID. That's how this phenomena of breakthrough infections is reported.
Sure, but I think they love the idea of maybe say a 2% breakthrough infection rate, and let's say if it went up to 14%, oh boy, would they even have a bigger problem getting the country vaccinated.
Yeah,
you're not testing people for COVID that are vaccinated. I don't know the motivation.
So just answer me this, if it's any of my business, but what was the eventual diagnosis for your mom?
Initially, they said bronchial spasms, which is a generic for basically nothing. Then after further tests, she was diagnosed with full-fledged pneumonia. So as you know, 75-year-old woman with pneumonia, you know what kind of symptoms she'd be presenting, and still no COVID test during this, quote, pandemic.
Wow.
And as I said, we have a nurse in the family in Batavia, and she articulated that they are being instructed not to test vaccinated people for COVID.
Well, all right, if anybody's – thank you. If anybody's in healthcare, wants to dispute that, wants to verify that, that's fine. Moving forward with phone calls, you got to help me out, though. Please don't mention specific hospitals. It's just all it's going to do is it's going to tie me up with telephone calls I don't need to spend time with right now. So please, no specific hospitals, and not even things like, you know, there's a certain hospital in Batavia. You know, I mean – help me out here, all right? Just help me out. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Jim in North Tonawanda. Jim, you're on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
James. I didn't know there were other Jims in North Tonawanda.
I'm Jim the Welder.
Jim the Welder. I love it. My father used to refer to people by their job description. Like, it was never Joe Vastola. It was always Joe Vastola, the bowler. It's a German thing, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to parrot Dan real quick. I was in the hospital in May for a respiratory issue, and they told me it was pneumonia. Oh, but by the way, you've got COVID.
I'm sorry. Repeat that?
I went in for a respiratory issue. I was fighting it for a week. I went into the hospital, and they said, you've got pneumonia. Oh, but by the way, you've got COVID.
Are you vaccinated?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and...
It's kind of opposite of what Dan was saying, but...
Yeah, that's really weird. Basically, it sounds to me like a classic chicken and the egg situation.
Exactly. Going on to about being... going to Canada.
Well, you gave yourself away. You're part Canadian.
How'd you know that?
Because you said about in a certain way.
Oh, come on.
Yep, you did. Sorry.
Come on.
I'm wise to the wiles of Canadians.
There you go. But I live here in North Tonawanda, so.
No, it's cool. So I got to believe this is a great day for you if you get vaccinated.
If I get vaccinated. My wife and my daughter are vaccinated. They want to go to concerts in Canada. But I have other reasons for going to Canada. One of them being my mom died in April, and I wasn't able to go see her.
Hmm.
So I want to find out where she is buried. And another thing is, a buddy of mine, he's got a muscle car that needs specific rubber, and I've got them, and he wants them, and I got to deliver them. So I can't go across the border and deliver them for him.
Boy, that's a very interesting reason why you'd need to get to Canada. By the way, the hamburger stand is Weber's. You know what? I don't think, looking back on it, I may have misspoken before. I don't think I've ever had one of their burgers. I think it was too crowded, and I drove past despite being voraciously hungry. Like,
you were talking about earlier where it was a highway that's always blocked off. I'm assuming it's going into cottage country.
Yes.
The 400 or something like that.
Yeah, it's called Weber's. Apparently it is the biggest thing in Northern Ontario next to the Black Flies. But anyway, you've got specific tires for your buddy's muscle car. What kind of muscle car might it be?
70 Oldsmobile, Olds Cutlass.
Oh, that is so hot.
Oh, but he modifies the crap out of it, engine-wise.
Oh, I'm not even being sarcastic. I love vintage automobiles. I really do. They're amazing.
I'll send you pictures sometime.
Well, that might tend to get me a little bit too excited. Might be bad for the heart. But I wish you the best. Maybe your wife could run the tires to your buddy.
That's in the works, yeah.
Okay, I mean, she's vaccinated. But how does your wife feel about having to get COVID tested after being vaccinated and then having to fill out basically a travel itinerary and whatever other documentation they need, want, or desire at the border?
She was all for getting vaccinated to go across, but on hearing the other stipulations, no, she's not going for it. There's no way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really upset in a way because REO Speedwagon, if anybody laughs, I'm going to hang up on you immediately. REO Speedwagon is playing Fallsview soon. I'd really like to see it, but I don't want to see REO bad enough to get to spend the extra money on a COVID test and then go online. I am going to the casino to see a concert. Sorry, seriously?
No, she doesn't even, the thing with her, though, is she doesn't want that Q-tip jammed up her nostril. She had a headache the whole day the one time she got tested. There's no way she's going through that again.
Well, here's the good news. The COVID test they're doing now, and this is my experience, they did not tickle the brain, okay? They just went a little bit into the nose, that's all.
Oh, no,
that's it. Like, just, you get a little finger. Take your little finger right now, put it to your right nostril, and pretty much first knuckle. The distal phalanx, that's all they do.
I'll pass.
All right. Yes, we encourage all of you to pick your nose here on WBEN, especially the red light. Makes great entertainment for your fellow drivers. I'm glad you called, Jim, and good luck to you and your family, and I'm sorry to hear about your mom.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye. See, that breaks my heart. Dude's mom died, and he couldn't be there for her final days, and he couldn't even go to the service. And I know somebody that you guys have certainly heard of, and his wife died during COVID, not of COVID, but of something else, couldn't even give her a proper send-off. I mean, if you think that doesn't play games with people and their emotions and their heads, you're wrong. I mean, some families, that death ritual is a major deal. In my family, to be very honest with you, once you are dead, you simply become something to be disposed of as soon as possible with the minimal amount of emotion. It's always been that way, and it's always going to be that way. I don't know when it started. I don't know where it started, but it's like, ooh, get that away. It's, ooh, just nasty. Like, I'll be immediately cremated at Lombardo, immediately. And then somebody's going to have to find my cat's ashes, and we're all going to be laid somewhere together. Not underground, though. I don't want to be underground. Ooh, it's always giving me the skeevies. All right, not the skivvies, the skeevies. Here's Steve in Amherst. Steve, if you are vaccinated and you go through a COVID test and you fill out this portal information, you can go to Canada. To you, it is worth it. Please tell us what your situation is.
Mr. Bowerly, good afternoon.
Please call me Tom, or Tommy is acceptable.
We have a cottage 2 hours north of Toronto, so we usually head out late Friday evening. It's about a four-hour drive, which is pretty intense. We usually go to Weber's, which is the hamburger stand, every Friday.
How are the burgers? I mean, they've got to be really good burgers.
Well, you know what? As far as the burger reference goes, it's nothing comparable to, like, you know, one of the amazing burger places in West New York. But it's more of an event. It's sort of a... it's a stopping point. It's a pee break, if you will. And, so we go up.
That is a tasty burger.
If you were to draw a line from our cottage, which is referred to by the Canadians as cottage country, if you were to draw directly east, it would be the same as the Adirondacks, where you have the Canadian Shield, the beautiful lakes. I mean, we are so spoiled, it's unbelievable. But on that note, I said to my wife right away, now we're only 2 hours into this information, so there's probably going to be a ton that's going to change. But I said to her, are we really willing to drop $300 on a Friday night to go racing up there for 2 days to come all the way back on a Sunday for a vaccination or for a COVID test? So right away, we're, you know, financially looking at it like, well, okay, say we go up for a couple week holiday and we stay up there. Is it justifiable? But then we found out, well, they're just going to randomly pull people over at the bridge. And I'm thinking to myself, I've been on these bridges for hours. I cannot imagine the logistic nightmare of sitting on a bridge, showing them your passport, showing them your vaccination verification, showing them your COVID vaccination, ripping the car apart. I mean, we could be on the bridge for hours.
Body cavity search. You got to put the car back together. They rip it apart. You got to put it back together. I got a true story for you. A long time before COVID, I took my daughter to Stratford to see a Shakespeare play. And it literally took us as long to drive from Stratford to the bridge as it did to cross the bridge back into the United States. In other words, in the time it spent we spent at the border, I could have driven back to Stratford. That's how long the wait was before COVID.
Exactly. And on a long holiday weekend, we usually stop right before Canada's Wonderland because that's a two-hour point for us. And we get a drink and we relax and walk around a little bit. And we get back on the highway, which is 400. That's usually bumper to bumper from Toronto up north of Barrie. So you're 80 to 90 miles an hour because you're hauling. You're excited. Everybody else is going. And you're three lanes. And it's like as soon as somebody has any decision to change lanes, there's usually an accident and it usually backs up. So, you know, barring any of that on the side, the place up there is absolutely spectacular. We are so spoiled to have it in the family. It's been in the family for over 50 years.
Wow. You sure it's still there?
The Kenton teacher, when he was two, he's now in his mid-80s, there was a small ad in the Buffalo News that said cottage is for rent in Muskoka. So he, you know, his mom and dad were both teachers, and they decided to take off, and they went up there, and that's how the history started. So we've been very, very spoiled, but as far as the COVID part of the whole thing, I have two concerns. One is the COVID test, if in fact we're going to need it. The other is, what vaccine are they allowing us to cross with?
That's an excellent point. I don't know if a single jab will do you or if they're going to require one of the two-shot series ones.
Exactly. So I personally have J&J. My wife has the other one, which is the two-shot, and I'm thinking, well, if I'm only at 65%, is that okay for Mr. Trudeau, or do I have to be at 80%?
Oh, my
COVID? So
goodness.
I think between now and the 9th, they're going to have to get some of these questions answered because it's very confusing.
I don't remember that coming up in the news conference. So I was sitting by Tom Puckett as he was monitoring it, and I had like one ear. I was multitasking, and I hope I didn't miss that part of the news conference.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called, and good for you having a cottage up there. Hopefully you still have a cottage up there. I mean, did you have somebody, did you hire somebody to mow the lawn, make sure the roof wasn't leaking, make sure people weren't breaking in and squatting on your property?
Well, fortunately for us, there's a lot of full-time residents up there, and we've acquired, you know, many friendships, so we have eyes on it. But
good.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky. And on a quick side note, Tom, your mother and my mother were actually partners on the St. Bartholomew's Altar Guild.
Wow.
My mom knew your mom for many, many years, and she always commented on what a wonderful lady is she was. So pass that along. You're a blessed man who has a wonderful mom, and I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, well, my mom is awesome. Absolutely awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call very much, and I'm sure mom does as well. Yeah, I'm so glad I had it tuned up before the heat hit because I've said this before, I enjoy sleeping cold, baby. I can't sleep when it's hot. You know, when I was a kid, I don't know if you can relate to this. Do you remember being such a little kid that you had the pajamas that covered your feet? Okay, yeah, I'm pretty sure that those scarred me indelibly mentally because my feet were always, always hot. And I'm pretty sure that the nights I woke up my parents and my siblings crying was because my feet were just boiling inside those little footsie pajamas. I believe they may be cruel and unusual, but they also let us drink water out of a hose. So they clearly were trying to do us in, my mom and dad. It is 2:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN. If you're just joining us, so I've got some good news and I've got some not so good news. The good news is starting early next month, vaccinated Americans are going to be allowed into Canada. But here's the twist. You have to be tested for COVID before they'll let you in. Oh, yeah, and you have to go online and fill out a travel itinerary before they let you in addition to having to present either your enhanced license or your passport and whatever other documentation the Canadian government needs. So for me, it's not worth it. I can't justify the expense of another COVID test just because I want to cross a bridge. I can't justify that expense, but that's me. We're all different. We all have different circumstances. There's nobody and nothing I need to see in Canada bad enough to put myself through that. And then, you know, what if you go in August, but you want to go again in October? Does that mean you've got to show them another more updated COVID test? I'm a little unclear on that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.